the feds are getting involved, and I just wonder what your thoughts are about DOJ getting involved.
Well, we're happy about it. We need to understand exactly what that means. We haven't had time to process their statement today, but we will, and we're hopeful that what it means is that they'll take a look at all of the evidence and through an objective eye determine what's relevant, what's not, and that they'll return an indictment. If they look at what we've looked at, they most certainly would, in our view, return an indictment here.
I know in talking to Mike Sussman about 6:30 this morning, he talked about the possibility of criminal charges, looking at civil rights violations. And I just wonder, you know the case better than anybody, including most of the investigators. Do you suspect there could be criminal civil rights charges here?
Yeah, I'm not sure what parameters the charges will come under. What we think there ought to be, though, are criminal charges. We think our son was murdered, and his passenger was shot. He was murdered, and before he died was abused, was left to bleed on the sidewalk, handcuffed, was abused such that he had lacerations on his face. We saw them ourselves, and they're confirmed in the autopsy. They didn't get there on their own. So clearly we think his civil rights were violated. But again, we leave it to the DOJ to determine the parameters that they'll use to apply charges if they do.
It could mean jail time.
We hope it does.
Why are you doing what you're doing?
You know, we've always fought for our children. We always have. From the day they were born, we've been fighting for our children. And we have unconditional love for them. We don't blindly defend them. I mean, we should be clear about the difference. When they've done wrong, we acknowledge the wrong they've done, and we try to train them through it. When they've done right and they're being wrongly accused, then we fight for them. We fight for them. Just like they would for us, we'll fight for them.
I also want to ask you about the civil case, because in the various avenues of justice, you have to take different avenues in some cases. And I've seen it where you don't get a criminal conviction, but you do get civil culpability. And I just wonder to what extent that civil avenue is important for you.
It's important in that there should be both punishment and penalty in our view. And we recognize that what you describe is a clear pattern here. We've been on record, months ago saying that we intend to do what we can to interrupt that pattern where when things like this happen, oftentimes the officer is not indicted. They either are retired, they resign, they go on disability, they stop policing. And instead, people pursue a civil settlement with the family. And it's clear to us that that played a role in this process, that as people were investigating this, they recognized not only the civil liability, but also the criminal liability. I think they investigated in a way to mitigate both of those issues for them, not to get to the absolute truth. And it just shouldn't be that way.